Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round. Now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Now let me welcome my guest who's here in the studio with me. Liesl Dees is here. Liesl, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for being here. Welcome to our visual studio.
Yeah, I had to brush my hair and put on lipstick this morning.
So did I. Well, not the lipstick, but
Not the usual radio experience where we come in our jammies.
Right. That's true. Well, thank you. But you always look great, even in your jammies. So thank you very much. But it's great to have you here to talk about the Community Learning Center and the Encore programs that are available here at San Juan College. And for folks who are going to be watching us, we will kind of play along with the continuing education booklet that everyone may have gotten in the mail, right?
Yes, we just did a second mailing on this, so you may have it still floating around on your counter sometime in the last week.
Very good. And before we get into that, though, I do want to ask you about Kids College over the summer, because this place was crawling with kids.
It was. We had 1,891 enrollments, which was a record for us. In the past couple of years, we've been around 1,600 enrollments. So we added a Gen Cyber camp that we had had last year, but didn't count in our numbers because we weren't involved with that, but we were this year. And even without those numbers, we still had a 10% increase. So it was a record of success for us this summer, and we were thrilled to have such a great time.
How great. Well, congratulations to you and everybody involved with Kids College. Like I said, the place was crawling with them.
It was, and a huge shout out to all of our partners across campus, because from physical and to the Health and Human Performance Center, the Child Family Development Center, lots of locations, lots of people who help us out and help things run smoothly.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the continuing education booklet.
Schedule, yep.
that has gone out, and the theme is Pathway. We can show it. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. There it is, everybody. We'll put it up on the screen. You can see it. The Pathway to Success.
Yes, and this schedule now includes three different kinds of classes. It includes our non-credit classes, our Encore classes that are geared to people 50 and older, but open to anyone 18 and older, and then our workforce development classes as well. So lots of different options for things you might find that you didn't even know you were looking for when you start paging through.
That's true. And let's start doing that, because that's what we do, you and I, when we're together
exactly
on the radio, right?
As
we
yep.
start paging through, and we will start with some of these CLC classes, right?
Yes. And CLC, of course, stands for Community Learning Center, and there are non-credit classes. So they are just what they say.
Right.
There's no credit, nothing to go toward a degree in here, just things that you take for personal enrichment. And we've always got a wide variety of classes, lots of art classes. One of the things that we have done before and are doing, bringing back again, is having a pottery class that is open to people who are 16 and older. And we frequently see high school students, some may be able to take a pottery class for a dual credit class, for example, but if you aren't doing that and want to take a pottery class just for fun, we've got it as a Saturday afternoon class.
Okay. And if folks want to play along as we are thumbing through the schedule, they can do that online at sanjuancollege.edu/CLC.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ooh, that was good, Scott.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
See, there you are.
I always say that you can come down and answer a few phones and work in our office, you know, in your spare time.
In my spare time.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Be careful what you ask for. So I could be down there. So
we would enjoy that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But that is one new thing this schedule, right? This fall?
Yes. So we've done that before, but we haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
So happy to have that back.
Got it.
Another one class that is popular and we've done for, oh, maybe 5 years now is a board basics class. And this is something that we have co-sponsored with Leadership San Juan and the San Juan College Volunteer Center. This is a free class, and it has grown out of a community desire to have well-educated board members so that our nonprofit organizations, advisory groups, other groups that have oversight for nonprofits in our community are knowledgeable about how we go about running meetings, about the financial and legal responsibilities of being on a board, and that we have well-run boards in our community.
Which is great, and it's a great resource, I know, for other volunteers who serve on these boards and to, as you said, know what the responsibilities are of being that volunteer board member, because you're still responsible for the operations of that organization, and if things run afoul, you could be partially liable, I suppose.
Exactly. And knowing how to make things better when you do get on a board, of how to help run effective meetings, how to be a good board member, how to keep in mind the whole life of a board with the mix of people who are on a board, how you train incoming board members. Lots of great things
right.
that are covered in that class.
Very true. And that is a free class, right?
That is. And it's on 4 Mondays beginning on September 24th. So viewers will get to see me now. Lower my eyes.
That's
look
okay.
at the details.
I'm looking. We're,
yeah.
we've cut to the page where folks can see it, the board basics
awesome.
Page
on,
in the catalog and the schedule. So there you are. What else do we want to point out?
So San Juan College has long had ensembles for music. We've
right.
got a great choir program, orchestra, band, a jazz band, and we have long offered enrollment through the Community Learning Center in those classes. So
okay.
we are continuing to do that. Great opportunities to play with other musicians. Tone Fetz has been here about 2 years now, and he has done some great things, has a lot of good energy with the performances. One new thing that we've added is, in addition to enrolling for non-credit, we've offered an encore option for enrollment. So it's one group, whether
okay.
it's the West African Drumming Ensemble or the Christmas Choir, you can register in one of a couple different ways, and we're happy to help explain pricing and what that may involve.
Okay.
But it's other options of how to enroll.
Sure. And so it's open to both musicians then who play an instrument or singers.
Exactly.
Choir
yep.
and band.
Choir
and
band.
Different
yep.
choices as I'm looking at the schedule here as we see it on our screen as well. So
yes.
Very good.
Another place that we collaborate off around campus is with the Health and Human Performance Center. And they offer fabulous membership opportunities, lots of great group exercise classes.
Right.
If you've thought about doing a group exercise class but don't think you really want a full membership, you just want to try something out, we're offering enrollment in those group exercise classes, things like Zumba, Rev, Tabata, yoga class, and a boot camp, so that you can register in those as a class without having a full membership. And of course, then we hope you'll want a full membership
right.
and join the HHPC.
That's true.
The Health and Human Performance Center.
That's true. But lots of choices there to get your feet wet, so to speak, right?
That's exactly right.
So that's good to know.
And a couple of other exercise options. Our dance classes are always popular.
Right.
Beginning Western Dance doesn't start until September 10th, but it's already got 15 people in it, and it typically fills up at about 30. So if that's a class that you've always thought about doing, great opportunity. That's one that I always see good reviews on. Very positive experience. We always have requests for a social dance class.
Right.
And Deja Heaton has taught for us before. She was willing to do a short version of the class this time. So we've just called it an intro to social dance. And it's only, let me count my weeks, three Friday nights. So a quick little date experience of just 3 Friday nights in a row that you're committing to for 3 lessons, just to give you a little bit of dancing experience to help you feel comfortable on the dance floor. Just
well, there
a
you
little
go.
Quick intro class.
And the dances that we're talking about are kind of the traditional dances, right? Waltz and swing and like ballroom dancing.
That's
is
exactly
what
right.
What
yep.
I'm getting.
Yeah.
And no hustle lessons in this class.
Well, Although
that could be a different class.
I took her class a couple of years ago, and there definitely were some things that went with more modern sounds.
Okay.
So you're not restricted to.
I see. Well, I guess
old timey band, big band kind of music.
Right. Well, that's true. And once you learn the basics, I imagine you can kind of segue into other things, right?
Well, and I think you start listening for the beat in songs, and you say, oh my goodness, that's a waltz. I can dance to that.
That's right.
I could do a foxtrot to this.
Exactly. That's very true. With a lot of even songs that you wouldn't think you could do that to.
That's exactly right.
So that's true. Very good. Other stuff?
A couple other things in the fitness and health category. One is we have a mountain biking skills class that we've been doing for a couple of years. And we all know that we live in world-class mountain biking territory.
True.
And this is the time to get yourself out on those trails that intimidate you. If you think, okay, you know, I'm okay with these certain trails, but, you know, I'd really like to feel a little more comfortable upping my level.
Right.
That's exactly what this class is for. We haven't made it a beginner or intermediate because the real focus is to develop the skills from wherever you are and get specific instruction to help take you to a more confident level of mountain biking.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. And that, and now is the time to get out there and do that when the weather's cooling off a little bit and things
exactly
like that when
right.
this class is being held.
And this class is on Tuesday and Thursday nights and then Saturdays. So very much for working adults.
Right.
Working people in general.
That's true. Okay. And we should mention that a lot of these classes, some of these Community Learning Center classes are designed for work around a work schedule, right?
That's exactly right. Most of our classes are evening and weekend classes in the community learning schedule.
Right. Very good.
Mountain bike maintenance is another class. We've done a bike maintenance before. This time we're going to specifically focus on mountain biking. So if you've taken the class, you've upped your skills, now take care of your bike a little better.
That's true, because there's no AAA for mountain bikes.
Well said, Scott.
Unfortunately. That's true. Not yet. Maybe some enterprising person could, you know, come up with that.
There you go. There's a business for
you. Know,
for
maybe you could do it, right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Got to get a market.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Field trips, one of my favorite topics, right?
Yes. And here again, we do some things through the Encore schedule that are more often during the week designed for retired people, but we do some things through the Community Learning Center, and we typically do these as like a Wednesday night class and then a Saturday field trip.
Okay.
So designed for your working schedule. Two in the community learning schedule this time are a Mesa Mountains archaeology, and that is up near Navajo Reservoir. That's where that class is going. And then Rock Art of Largo Canyon. Both of these are with Linda Wheelbarger, who's an archaeologist. She's been your guest,
right?
I know before, and has years and years of experience.
Tons of experience and knows how to interpret all these things that we see and wonder what those are and how they got here.
Exactly.
Right. Great trips. And again, I think it's always great to go, you know, there's a lot of places to explore here in our area, but it's always great to go with someone who knows where you're going and what you're looking for and things like that, so you don't get turned around and lost and what have you.
And you get a much richer experience. And along that vein, we've long had a Learn to Fly Fish class. Again, kind of doing something that's great in our area, like mountain biking or seeing archaeology. This is a fabulous place to learn to fly fish.
No kidding.
And doing it with a guide and get yourself kind of up and ready to go and then kind of go off on your own.
That's true. And that's just a couple of classes as well, right? To go through the basics of fly fishing and then set you loose on the river, I suppose.
Exactly. You've got some field trips in that class.
Okay.
Yeah. And
very good.
We can keep going and going, Scott.
I know.
There's shortage of things to
there are not,
talk
as I look
about
at page after page after page. But lots of different things. And I'm looking at there's crocheting and there's electronics, mastering your iPad or your iPhone. I mean, all these types of classes.
Yes. Chili Ristras is always a fall one.
Tis the season.
That class usually gets full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of our classes we will cancel, and that is my least favorite part of my job because, you know, we hate to see things not make. So we do encourage people to go ahead and register if there are things that you think you want to take. We do have a refund policy that if it's a class that's longer than a week, you can even drop up to a day before the second class. So if you go for the first class and realize, you know, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be, or my life is busier, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this, you can still drop after that first class as long as it's a class that's longer than a week. If it's a class that's less than a week, like a one-day class or a field trip type of class that's just 2 days, then we ask you that you drop 72 hours before the first class.
Okay. Good to know. My guest this morning, Liesl Dees, is here. We are talking about the Community Learning Center, an encore schedule that has been out now for a little while, right?
It has. This is a schedule that's July through December. So this may have first arrived in your mailbox back in May,
right,
actually. But we just resent it to people who haven't registered for the fall so that you kind of get a fresh look, because most of our classes are beginning in September.
Okay. Good to know. Which explains your appearance this morning to
exactly
get the word out before these classes start.
Exactly.
So we want to take a break here in just a couple of minutes. Is there anything else we want to wrap up before we talk about some encore classes in the next segment?
Sure. One more non-credit class, and that is a Master Your Meetings with Robert's Rules of Order class.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I need that one.
Master Your Meetings. That sounds more exciting than Robert's Rules of Order, right?
That's right. It does.
But how to have better, more effective meetings and to kind of have fun with that.
Right. That's true. And to know why there's Robert's Rules and what that's all about, right? And
exactly.
I think that's important, too. I've been to several meetings where things tend to maybe get off topic a little bit. And if you know Robert's Rules, you can kind of keep, at least the meeting organizer can try to keep things moving in the right direction.
Well, and you as a participant can kind of pull things back into a meaningful dialogue.
That's true. That's very true. So that's on the schedule as well.
Yes.
Okay. That's just a one-time class, too, right?
That is. It's a one Saturday, and we've got a basics and then an intermediate skills. And the instructor on this has a fabulous background for doing this. She's a registered parliamentarian, has great skills. She's involved with parliamentarians. If you want to take a test to become a parliamentarian, she can kind of explain how to do that.
That's important. Very good. I'm embarrassed to say some of my meetings are run more by Bob's Rules of Order than Robert's. But that's just me.
Or Scott's Rules.
Yeah, well, no. We try to at least go with something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Than Robert. Yeah. A little more informal. Yeah. Very good. Let's take a short break.
Perfect.
All right. When we come back, more with my guest, Liesl Dees from the San Juan College Community Learning Center and the Encore program here on KSJE. The time is 8:33. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm Scott Nicklett, and my guest on the radio this morning, Liesl Dees, is here from the San Juan College Community Learning Center and the Encore program. Liesl, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Great to have you here. And, of course, we welcome our viewers who are now able to watch the morning program on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel at KSJE. So good morning, everybody. And
good morning.
Thanks for tuning in. That's true. We talked a little bit about the Community Learning Center programs in the first part of the program, and now it's on to other stuff, of course, which is Encore program and also Global Studies.
That's right. So it's not too early to be thinking about next summer.
Well, that's
summer
right.
2019.
That's true.
And there are two San Juan College trips going off to Guatemala and to Yellowstone. So fabulous opportunities to go with very knowledgeable staff. So go online, check out the details on that. Guatemala's dates have changed slightly from what was published, but it should be correct online on the dates on that. So encourage you to check out those trips, contact the instructors, and learn more.
They're always a great opportunity, I think, to go with someone who, again, knows what they're talking about and take those guided trips and learn a little bit more about the places that you're visiting. So
that's exactly right.
That's good to know. So very good. And, of course, summer 2019 will be here before we know it.
That's exactly right.
As we say. So very good. And then, of course, there's tons of encore classes this fall.
Dozens and dozens of classes. And if you're playing along at home, if you open up to page 17, you'll see a list of what we've got of new classes. And it's a long list. We also pull out our night and weekend classes because we hear from people who say, I'm still working. I may be, you know, 62, but I want to take your classes. So here's what we have going on nights and weekends. But the bulk of our classes are during the day.
Okay, good to know. And we are looking through, and as we page through the schedule here for more of the encore classes and more of the new classes, and these fill up too, don't they, pretty quickly?
That's exactly right. It's all over the board, and I cannot predict sometimes what's going to be full and
right.
What's not. I do try to highlight classes that maybe it's hard to wrap your brain around when you just see a phrase or a quick description. The first one is a Mac Attack, is what we've called this class, Computer Basics Mac Attack. And it's for all those people who say, I wish you had a class on Apple products.
Oh.
That's exactly what this class is. Whether you've got an iPad, an iPhone, or an Apple computer, a laptop, we don't have Apple's in our computer labs here on campus. So this is a class where you need to have a product to bring with you to class, bringing your Apple product and getting lots of hands-on specific help to become a knowledgeable user of your Apple product.
Good to know. I know, and there are people out there that love Apple or they love Microsoft, and it's really funny the two different camps that are out there.
And sometimes I think people will get just an iPad or an iPhone, and really, you know, feeling a little lost sometimes of what all can I do on it.
That's
and increasing
true.
Your knowledge of what you can do.
Hard to learn a whole new operating system sometimes if you're used to something else.
That's exactly right.
So that's true. Very good. What else?
Marketing on a Shoestring is one you mentioned.
I mentioned that
from
earlier.
The calendar.
That's true.
We
right.
love that. And this is a class that's on Saturdays. You know, marketing may not be in a lot of people's informal or formal job descriptions, but we almost all are all marketing all the time.
Right.
You're marketing, I'm marketing. And sometimes it's things like volunteer opportunities or events that our nonprofits are having, community interest things. We see a lot of people who are artists or writers who have things that they want to market. And seeing an audience like that for a class like this and just learning some of the basics of good marketing principles. And the idea is marketing on a shoestring, so it's not about big advertising budgets. It's about thinking from a marketing mindset and applying basic marketing principles.
Good point. And again, a lot of people think maybe that they can do marketing, and then when they get into it, they're like, oh, wow, there's a lot to think about when we're trying to market an event or something. And then when you talk about budgets or lack thereof, there's even more to think about.
Exactly.
So marketing on a shoestring, that's
yes,
coming up.
Okay. Excited about that one.
Nice.
One last computer class, and that is a spreadsheeting class.
Oh, my
and
gosh. I need that. I need that.
And this is
sign me up right now.
Well, let's see. Fridays, Scott, 10 to noon
All right.
on that one. This
oh
is taught
goodness.
By Louise Miller. And Louise worked here at San Juan College for many, many years helping our computer students. And over again, the word that I see on Louise's evaluations is patience.
Right.
That she has great patience working with people in their computer skills. And this is a class that specifically focuses on Excel.
Okay.
So if it's sitting on your computer and you feel like it's underused for you,
right.
for yourself.
And it's really cool. I mean, Excel can do a lot of really cool things. And I'm always amazed when I sit in the business office with some of our accountants and business folks who are helping me fix whatever I messed up on my spreadsheet. And they're whipping through those cells and those sheets and worksheets and workbooks. And it's amazing.
Good.
So, yeah, I need it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sign Fridays.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lots of different exercise classes through Encore, whether it's a more of a typical fitness class, a Pilates class, yoga, Tai Chi, golf,
right.
Tap dance, lots of different options and lots of different locations. We offer classes at the Bloomfield Senior Center, Sycamore Park Community Center, Bonnie Dallas, as well as many things here on campus. Pickleball has been a very popular class in the past couple of years, and so popular, we are offering a new class down at the Farmington Recreation Center on that, graciously partnering with them, and that's an intermediate pickleball
okay.
class. So,
and you've got beginner and intermediate now.
We do.
Okay.
Yep. And the intermediate class has been a little bit of a stampede for people to get in. That the one here on the main campus is full.
Oh, wow.
And that's why we are doing another one down at the rec center this time. And love to see that class get going.
Right.
Another fun new class is a Moving with Mindfulness class. So if you've heard about mindfulness and want to see how you can incorporate that into how your body operates, fabulous class with Judith McDonald is the instructor. And
very good.
One last new class in the fitness and health area is a chair yoga. So if you want to stay seated
but still do something.
Twist, move, right.
It's my kind of yoga. It's easier. Right up my alley once again.
And that one's got a time that could work for you.
Okay.
It's 11:45 to 12:45 on Wednesdays and Fridays. So a lunchtime kind of class for
interesting.
Folks.
Interesting. Very good. And I imagine it's also for folks maybe who have some mobility issues who need to sit but still want to be active and still want to do something.
That's exactly right. And this is a topic that we've had requested numerous times from our Encore audience.
Right.
And love to see people do that.
Very good. Okay. And I want to remind listeners that and viewers that later on this week we'll be talking about the yoga festival, which is coming to San Juan County. Speaking of chair yoga, I don't know if they'll have any there. I'll ask, but you never know.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know one of our instructors, Aaron Benson, had been involved with when they did a yoga class, a yoga event before.
There was a big sunrise yoga. I think they did something like that.
Yes.
Had a big crowd. So.
Yep.
Apparently, it's very popular.
Yes,
so I've been told.
Yeah, I was there doing it next to
Aaron.
See, so,
there you are. You would know.
Lots of fun.
Liesl is more active than I am, everybody, in case you couldn't tell from the video images on your screen.
We've got a solution for that, Scott.
I understand that you do. It's true. I know. You're right.
Lots of history and humanities classes. That's probably the bulk of our biggest kind of classes. The same instructor who's doing our Mac Attack class is teaching two Chinese-related classes. One is a Chinese culture class, so a little more history, a little more about China itself, and then also a conversation class. We offered that a year ago, and it was a very popular class at that point, so happy to do that one again.
Very good. Okay.
Lots and lots of field trips in this section.
Right.
A lot with Linda Wheelbarger, a number with Mike Lawson, going to places throughout the region.
I'm seeing a Dark Skies trip to Canyon de Chelly, which is another great area to go to.
Yes.
And lots so many places in our area with so many great dark skies to be able to really see the sky without light pollution.
That's exactly right. Last I saw, that class had one spot left in it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, some things fill, some things don't. You know, you never know how these things are going to roll.
Very true. Just a couple of minutes left, Liesl.
Okay. You mentioned the little PSA with Tracy. Tracy Halsfast teaches writing classes with us. It's a writer's workshop. They've got a Friday afternoon class. It's been a fabulous group who gather together. We also have a One Book, One Community class.
That's coming up, too. We're doing some programming on that, the book March. And we'll be doing lots of different programs here on KSJE and here at San Juan College, too, with that.
Yep. And for community members, the Encore class is a fabulous way to deepen your engagement with that book. And usually they get a little special things at the event of, you know, interacting with the author, that sort of thing, the illustrator in this case.
That's true.
A lot of great art classes, a lot of things that are weekend and evenings in the art classes. We've got an iPhone photography class. That one has gotten great reviews. Music classes, you mentioned for that classical music-loving audience.
That's true.
Listening beyond the music, appreciating the San Juan Symphony. That has been a fabulous class. Chris and Laura Argott-Singer, who are both community music teachers, have taught that class together. And last time I was at the symphony, Scott, I heard someone come up to the maestro and said, "Well, I'm taking a class on this." And he said, "Oh, you're in the Encore class."
See there?
And
that's right.
It has been an absolute gem that people have really raved about their experiences in that class.
That is great. And I think, again, for more folks who want to be exposed to the San Juan Symphony and come to the concerts and understand a bit more deeper meaning of the music or where it comes from or how it was created, these classes really offer a great resource.
That's exactly right.
So that's wonderful.
And then just a few last classes.
Right.
We have two gunsmithing classes, a wood carving workshop, and a frame your artwork class.
Oh,
Gene Bennett donated a wonderful collection of framing materials from a business that he had in the community for many years to San Juan College. And so that collection has formed the basis for his teaching a class here. And what we've seen are a lot of artists in that class who, you know, photographers or painters who have materials that they want to frame. Lots
Very
of great
good.
Opportunities.
Well, there's tons of things, and so there's no excuse for people to be sitting around this fall.
Lots of great things to do.
Definitely lots of great things. Liesl, thank you so much. Again, if folks would like more information, they can go online.
SanJuanCollege.edu/CLC for Community Learning Center or /Encore. Both of those will get you to the schedule.
Okay. Or can we call?
505-5. Operators are standing by.
There you are. Okay, I like that. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Scott, it's always a pleasure.
That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank you. Liesl Dees from the Community Learning Center and the Encore program here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.